You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're peeking behind the scenes of our modern world to see how things get made. And we're going to start with public space. Parks, libraries, roads, and sidewalks. These pieces of city infrastructure are everywhere. But have you ever wondered how they actually came to be? A lot needs to happen to create a park, from coming up with the idea in the first place to environmental reviews, construction, and of course, getting the money to pay for it. Usually, San Francisco does this through a vote, like 2012's Prop B. It gave the city permission to borrow $195 million for park renovations, including Golden Gate Park. But when voters approve these big spending projects, the money doesn't just show up the next day. Mayor Ed Lee doesn't walk down to the nearest bank and ask for a loan. Instead, we make the banks come to us. KALW's Raja Shah has the story.
I'm in a tiny conference room at City Hall in San Francisco, surrounded by city officials, consultants, lawyers, and we're all staring intently at a flat screen on the wall, watching the end of an online auction. An auction in which some of the biggest banks in the world are competing to lend us money.
You're waiting, you're hoping there's no disaster.
That's Nadia Sasse, the city's director of public finance. She's already warned me that these auctions go down to the wire. Bids can come in at the last second. But this one is a little too close for comfort.
There's less than a minute remaining.
Are you kidding me?
So, yeah, what's going on now?
Nothing.
Not a single bid has come in.
Oh, my God.
All right. What is going on here? Allow me to explain. If you've ever shopped around for a student loan or a mortgage on your house, then you can relate to San Francisco's predicament. When it comes to borrowing money, the city wants a good deal. That means a low interest rate. A tiny difference in the interest rate can have a huge impact on how much you have to pay back, your monthly mortgage payment, for example. But unlike you, the city borrows tens, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars at a time. Even just the interest payments on some of the city's loans would be enough to buy several houses in San Francisco, even in this market. The banks, they're on the other side of this transaction. The higher the interest rate, the more money they stand to make. So to make sure it's getting the best deal, the cheapest interest rate on its loan, the city puts out a call, essentially asking banks, how low can you go? Give us your best offer.
And so everybody sends in their bids, and you determine which of the bids is the lowest true interest cost.
It's like eBay.
Yeah. Could be. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Nadia Sasse is the one running this glorified eBay auction. And it really is like eBay. It happens online. There's a deadline. And when the clock hits zero, the bank with the lowest bid wins and San Francisco gets its loan. It really is as simple as that. At least, most of the time.
Millions now bracing for this monster nor'easter bearing down just as we come on the air. You can see it right over my shoulder here.
A lot of these big banks, they're based in New York.
States of emergency across seven.
And this past January, when this auction was scheduled, New York was sitting in the path of a blizzard.
Here in New York, commuters jamming into the subways, the trains, and for the first time that anyone can remember, New York City subways closing down for the snowstorm.
I actually got a call from Sasse 2 days before the auction. She was thinking of postponing it. If those bankers in Manhattan couldn't get to their desks, it could affect how many bids we got. On the other hand, if we were the only big city looking for a loan on that stormy day, it could actually help. Less competition.
A variable I hadn't contemplated. We've never had this situation before.
Sasse decided to go ahead with the auction. And so I joined her and her team in that conference room in City Hall to watch it all play out.
So now we have 15 minutes. The clock's ticking.
Today would be an especially bad time for anything to go wrong, because this auction is one of San Francisco's biggest in years, $300 million.
It's sizable.
There's a reason this auction is so huge. Instead of taking out a loan for some new project, say a highway or a hospital, we're actually refinancing a bunch of loans spanning the last decade, because interest rates are historically low. It's just like refinancing the mortgage on your house, if your house is $300 million. But the point is that when this kind of money is involved, getting a good interest rate makes an especially big difference. The question on everyone's mind is, what will that interest rate be?
I'm going to go 2.25.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Sase's guess, 2.25%.
You said 2.30. You said 2.35.
The price right rolls, and then the lowest can just bid a penny.
That's Vishal Trivedi, an analyst on Sase's team.
So, what do you think?
Slightly pessimistic. I'm going to say 2.36.
In case you missed that, Trivedi's guess is 0.11% higher than Sase's. That's what gets you branded as a pessimist in this crowd. But here, 0.11% translates to more than $1 million of taxpayer money. And that's why we're having this auction, to squeeze the very best deal out of these giant banks. But the whole plan, it falls apart if nobody actually sends in a bid. Which brings us back to the final countdown.
There's less than a minute remaining.
Are you kidding me?
54 seconds to go.
Finally.
Oh, we got one.
We just got one bid.
Oh, it's less than 30 seconds now.
Oh, four. Thank God.
10 seconds. And as the clock hits zero,
yes.
After all the drama, six bids came in literally at the last minute.
It's done. So refresh one more time and then we'll go to the results.
And the winning bid was about in line with the team's predictions, 2.34%. The winning bidder, J.P. Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Nadia Sase with the City and County of San Francisco. I'm sure you already know the results. Would like to congratulate you and thank you for a competitive bid.
Thank you very much.
As for what refinancing these loans at this new interest rate means for the city, Vishal Trivedi, the slightly pessimistic analyst, announces the results.
We save $47 million.
Oh my God, that's like higher than we thought.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
$47 million. That's how much will go back into city coffers because of this auction. And to be clear, underneath this whole process is a lot of complexity. Between the end of the auction and arriving at that $47 million number, a room full of analysts were typing away furiously on their laptops for an hour, crunching numbers. But for Sase, apart from the math, economics, finance, this auction is part of a bigger picture.
We fund libraries, parks, and you get to see what you were part of.
Building those libraries and parks, it's a long and complicated process. But at the start of it is a small group of people in a tiny conference room on the third floor of City Hall, hitting the refresh button on a computer and watching the clock. In San Francisco, I'm Raja Shah for Cross Currents.